Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. That's code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
It's time for some sports in Big Jim's House, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook app. NFL free agency underway. The frenzy began yesterday noon. Romeo Okwara, staying with Lions. Great year last year.
Yeah.
We have like 10 sacks.
He's good. Right around there.
Three-year deal worth $39 million. Lions also re-signed linebacker Jalen Reeves, maybe into a one-year deal, and linebacker Gerard Davis, he's gone. He goes to the Jets. Somebody joked yesterday the Jets were signing only players with the last name Davis. They had like three guys named Davis that they signed yesterday. So I guess that's who he wants now. It'll be really curious to see. Gronk, by the way, 1 year, $10 million with the Bucks. Those are called Brady Bucks. I wonder if it's like cash or just a picture of Tom Brady on a bill. You know? Like when you go to a Chuck E. Cheese and they give you... I guarantee you they're doing Brady Bucks at the game this year. For concessions.
Sure, that's already a thing. Sure, it's already a thing in Tampa.
Because the name is the Bucks and... Never mind. Pistons lose to the Spurs 109-99 and they play the Raptors tomorrow night. It was a bad night to catch the Spurs. Spurs have gotten blown out the night before and they don't really tolerate...
No.
Their coach, yeah, he's not.
Yeah, Pop's not going to let that happen.
No. Yeah, he was not happy. And Red Wings welcome the Hurricanes tonight at LCA. Again, we're trying to rebuild the team, and we wind up playing. We have fights against Tyson and Holyfield every single night.
Isn't that good, though? Throw the young guys at it.
In the deep end of the pool?
Yeah,
it'd be fun if the pool wasn't 20 feet deep and you had lead weights around. I don't know. They got to play better than last time. And finally, Tom Brady. You can text Tom Brady what your thoughts. We're not joking. Now, the key word is...
The key word's number.
Here's something to contemplate. If you could have any athlete's number to text them, who would it be? Keyword number, 248-398-9279. I'm going to try to guess for you. Conor McGregor.
That'd be a good one.
Are you thinking?
He's not a bad pick. I can't think of anybody off the top of my head.
Nobody you'd want to be able to just text back, and they'll respond to you. That's the thing. Here's Brady explaining this. Contemplate this for a second.
Hey, what's up, everyone? So this is a real first for me, but I've been talked into giving out my cell phone on the internet. So listen, rule number one before we get into any of this, no texting on game days. Where we can actually do a better job of responding to you and your questions and all the great messages. Sometimes it gets hard to sort through the "you suck, Brady" in the comments. I know there's quite a few of those over the years. It's usually from the Jet fans. But to be clear, if you do text me "you suck," yes, I'll see it. And I may or may not respond. So shoot me a message. I promise I'm going to get back to as many of you guys as possible when I have the time.
And we got the number posted. This is 100% serious. Just text us. Keyword again is...
Number.
So who you want?
I think I'd go Nate Diaz, another UFC guy, but...
Oh, God.
I'd rather go him.
It depends what time of day you have the conversation. If you know Nate Diaz and he calls you, if you text him at 4:20, you're going to get a different Nate Diaz.
Yeah. Fun one.
That guy, yeah. Nate Diaz is a good one. See, I'm a racing nerd. I'd want Lewis Hamilton's, the Formula One driver. But after I texted him a couple stupid questions, you'd be done.
Well, that's what I mean. What do you really talk to these guys about?
Barkley. And I want Barkley's number.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, he'd be a good one.
Jim, why are you texting me in the middle of the night? That's terrible. Why are you texting me? Terrible, Jim. Terrible.
Okay. Yeah, 248-398-9279 again. Keyword is...
Number.
You can legitimately text Tom Brady. Other than game days. What question would you text Tom Brady or comment?
Is this really you? Who do you have working this program for you?
You're just not down with this. I talked to you about this morning. You're like, whatever, dude.
I'm just like, yeah. God. People have done this before, and it's automated messages back to you, and it is what it is.
Hi, it's Charles Barkley. You're like a terrible
and
message.
It's going to get shut down when everybody just sends him horrible things. This never goes well. Nobody's going to go, hey, Tom, what'd you eat for breakfast today? It's going to go, hey, Tom, you suck. Here's a picture. And they're going to send him.
Yeah. Inappropriate pictures?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we know what you do on the weekends. You're doing that. All right.
Big Jim's House.
We were just talking about this. Tom Brady has given out a cell phone number. Yeah, you can only text him, and yeah, it's an app, and we know that. But it's still damn cool. Now, if you want the number, we'll text it to you in the video that Tom set up. The keyword, of course, is
number.
But it is led. Here's the thing. If you could text any athlete, retired or active, and they're going to talk to you, this is the caveat, you're going to have a conversation with them. They'll respond to you directly. Who would it be? 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. Hold on. Tracy's got a good one, but here's Tom explaining this.
Hey, what's up, everyone? So this is a real first for me, but I've been talked into giving out my cell phone on the internet. So listen, rule number one, before we get into any of this, no texting on game days, where we can actually do a better job of responding to you and your questions and all the great messages. Sometimes it gets hard to sort through the "you suck, Brady" in the comments. I know there's quite a few of those over the years. It's usually from the Jet fans. But to be clear, if you do text me "you suck," yes, I'll see it. And I may or may not respond. So shoot me a message. I promise I'm going to get back to as many of you guys as possible when I have the time.
Okay, so there you go. You now have Tom Brady's phone number. Keyword number. You're still sticking with Nate Diaz? That's your go-to?
Well, no, I mean, that would be cool, but now that you say, like, past, present, whatever, it's got to be Pudge, man. He's, like, my favorite of all time.
Pudge Rodriguez?
Yeah.
Tracy had a good one.
Tracy goes, could you imagine talking to Dennis Rodman?
Oh, that's magical.
Well, yeah, because you could talk to Dennis Rodman, or you could talk to four other people.
That's who you don't know. You don't know who you're getting.
Conversation was split.
Right. Depends what kind of day, time of day. I thought you'd have said Tiger Woods.
Oh, that would have... I didn't even think of him, to be honest with you. That would be cool, yeah.
See, you fanboy on Pudge too much, you wouldn't be able to have a conversation with him even via text. You'd freak out.
No. I would just talk about certain things, and he'd be like, dude, that was a game in the middle of August in 2004. What are you talking about?
Remember that one time when you were with the Rangers and you threw the guy out a second? That was awesome. You would like the texting version of Chris Farley is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Remember?
And then I'd tell him I wrote rest in peace on his poster after he got traded to the Yankees.
I wonder if Brady's getting text messages that says, like, you suck. B. Belichick, New England.
Oh, I'm sure there's people just sending him. He's getting, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You don't think people are sending him. Can you send pictures, too?
Oh, yeah, you can do. I mean, I'm sure you can.
What does it say? What is the you were telling me it gives you like a bounce back.
So when you text him, it goes, what's up? Yes, this is actually Tom Brady. This message is automated, but everything else will come directly from me on my phone. Click the link and add yourself into my contacts. And then you click the link and it goes, locked you in. Make sure you save my contact card as well. And then goes through the whole, you know, message and data rates may apply and all that stuff.
I can tell you're not down with this because the way you're reading Tom Brady's voice is a little bit of disdain in it. Like, take your cake, man.
I just don't think Tom Brady's going to take out any extra time he has to sit down and answer fans. Through nudie pictures.
You suck, nudie picture. Okay, 248-398-9279. That's our house phone. Jack, standing by. If you could have the text number and you could text any athlete, have a conversation with him, past or present. Stevie Y. See, that's my problem. Iserman sounds cool to have his number, but what are you going to say to him?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. And I mean, he's a really, really cool dude, but he doesn't seem like the one who really wants to sit down and have a text conversation. Oh, there you go.
I've got it. You don't pull this. This is like a fire alarm. You don't use that number. Only in case of emergency.
We should call it right now at 6:23
in the morning. I'm not texting. Just because I've got Iserman's cell number doesn't mean I am not texting him at 6:23. No. No. What did Rich in Fort Gratiot have? Oh.
Rich said Chris Spielman. Oh, cool. Matt's got a good one. I think that counts as an athlete. Ric Flair.
Absolutely.
Oh, that would be great.
Is it just woo on the...
Woo! So, like, can you say something? Woo!
Woo! Of course, the way you're reading Brady's text message morning would be like, whoa, text me back. Number, we'll send you the link. Man, I don't know. I'm still conflicted. I want Lewis Hamilton. It'd be fun.
That would be cool.
Dale Jr.
Big Jim's house.
Minutes. Still talking about Tom Brady, though. Tom Brady has given out his cell phone. You think we're joking? You can text him. Now, the keyword, if you want the number and to see the whole video, is...
Number.
Yeah, it was Tom talking about it.
Hey, what's up, everyone? So this is a real first for me, but I've been talked into giving out my cell phone on the internet. Sometimes it gets hard to sort through the "you suck, Brady" in the comments. I know there's quite a few of those over the years. It's usually from the Jet fans. But to be clear, if you do text me "you suck," yes, I'll see it. And I may or may not respond. So shoot me a message. I promise I'm going to get back to as many of you guys as possible when I have the time.
Okay, there you go. So if you could talk to any athlete, if you had their number and you could text them and they're going to respond to you, who is it? 248-398-9279. That's our house phone. Some suggestions coming in via text message.
Yeah, we got one that said, how about Jimmy Johnson?
That'd be fun. Talk football with him and fishing. Cool guy.
Oh, is it him or the NASCAR guy?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, either just one assumed. Wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
And then somebody texted it from 248. How about Mike Tyson? That'd be a good one, but that's another one that you read every text in his voice.
Hey, thanks for calling, Mike Tyson. Thanks for texting me. My texting privileges are impregnable. It's so nice for you to send me a message digitally. If you don't leave your name and number, I will knock you out, and I will eat your children.
Right? Somebody said Shaq, too. Another one, when you get the text message, you would read it in the Shaq voice.
Oh, yeah.
Go for it.
Hey, this is Shaq.
That's not bad.
This is Shaq Diesel.
No, you got it. You got to make it. You don't understand what half the words Shaq says.
How's Shaq Diesel? Hold on, I said I already sent a message.
Wait, what?
Want to make another movie? Kazam 2.
Careful, that movie's underrated.
I know. I like.
Careful.
It.
Careful. No, you don't. Nobody likes that movie. You like that movie?
Are you kidding me? It was a good one when I was a kid.
Didn't you have a stroke when you were six? Come on, no, I'm kidding. Then he was in another one called Steel, where he was a superhero. Way ahead of the game.
I don't know about that one.
Yes, it's true. Steel was on my movie Shaq, like it. We all did do that one. 2, 4, 8, 3, 9, 7.
We can joke about Shaq, but if you meet him in person, he's the biggest human being I've ever met. Easily. Two. All right. Shaq or Tyson? Which one?
Tyson.
Yeah.
For sure.
Big Jim's house.
Is your house possessed? I'm not talking about ghosts. I'm talking about your house itself. Does your house do weird things that you can't explain? Maybe it is possessed. It's a better question. Do you have a weird house? 248-398-9279. Things happen in your house that you cannot explain. The reason we bring this up is Brian and Heidi are looking for their first house together as a married couple, but you've got a house in Livonia.
Yes.
And the sale didn't go exactly the way you planned.
No, so we took a, took an offer, had it all good to go, had one inspection, a couple things came up, so the buyer got a little nervous. We had somebody come out and take a look at those issues. This was about the roof being, needed a new roof.
Sure.
This guy goes, "Your roof's fine, man." He goes, "It looks a little worn on one side because of the tree that's over it." He goes, "Your roof's got 4 or 5 years left on it."
Okay.
So we're like, all right. And then the lady goes, "Well, you know what? Let's do another inspection. Let me do another inspection." So they bring out another inspector, and now there's something wrong with the house. This guy says, he goes, "Oh, this house, I don't even know how you guys are living in it, man. It's sinking."
It's sinking.
And we're like, what?
So two different home inspectors.
Yeah.
Two different problems. That have both been dispatched by other people come out and go, "No, there's nothing wrong with the roof, and your house is not sinking."
I had three foundation companies come out, and all of them started cracking up laughing. Because they're like, "Well, I don't know what this guy's talking about. Your house is fine, man."
Your house is not fine. It's not funny because your house is possessed. Your house is Christine. It's your house doesn't want you to leave.
It won't let me go, man. I've been saying it since day one.
Right. Your house does not want you to go. So when you leave, because you have to leave the house when they do the home inspection, I'm convinced that you have something going on in your house where it alters its appearance for people who want to buy it that aren't you. Your house loves you. It doesn't want you to leave. You have a 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. Anybody have some weird stuff happen in their house they can't explain? Because this is weird.
Yeah, it's really weird.
He doesn't want you to go? Do you hear, like at night, if you're laying in bed, do you hear this?
I love you, Ryan.
Coming from the walls.
Was that you, Heidi?
That wasn't Heidi. It was the house. I love you.
I don't know. It's been a fun ride so far.
Yeah. Is that what you're going with?
Yeah.
Okay. Look at your house sinking. How much can that be?
Well, nothing, because it's not.
That's because it's not. Yes, right.
Yeah, for everyone for listening, it's not, and it's still available. Okay. It was all fakeness.
If you want a possessed house, go for it. I've seen Poltergeist. I know what happens there, man.
I'm just going to love them. Really help with the sale of our house right now.
No, it's colorful. Want to bet a buck? Somebody calls, has something weird going on in their house they can't explain?
Oh, yeah. I'll bet one.
You're going for or against?
Oh, I got it for it. There's people going to call that got it.
No.
No?
I'll take your money.
Okay.
I think this is a one-time thing with you. 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. Although it is kind of my theory, but I don't know. I was joking at first, and now I'm freaked out. I just thought your house was just kind of weird. You could have a possessed house.
Maybe.
Big Jim's house.
All right, fine. There's your dollar.
Yeah, baby.
248-398-9279. I was joking, and now I'm looking over at the phones. Okay, if you're just joining us, it's Big Jim's house. Big Jim is Ryan Logan. Jack's on the house phones. 248-398-9279. Tell us about something weird that your house has done. I know this sounds strange, but you've had two home inspections, and they found two different problems that don't exist.
Yeah, nothing's wrong.
So a roof, and then the house was sinking. So I jokingly said, I was kind of joking with you yesterday about it. Your house doesn't want you to leave.
Right. It's what it seems like. It won't let me go, man.
It's possessed. You've got a Christine house in Livonia.
I watch you while you're sleeping, Ryan. And the walls.
Are you freaked out at all about this now?
Maybe a little bit. Yeah.
Right. Well, let's see if we can change that. 248-398-9279. Our goal is a lot of bit.
A lot of bit.
A lot of bit. Oh, it's Perry. Perry Mount Clemens. How you doing, bud?
Good. How you doing, Big Jim?
Good. So Ryan has a possessed house that doesn't want him to leave and changes itself every time there's a home inspection. Do you have a weird house?
Well, kind of I do. We have things that have picked up and disappeared for hours and suddenly reappeared. And then I have seen shadows, saw a head peek around the corner of my kitchen. My daughter has seen an apparition in our hallway and... So I threw an electronic digital recorder in a room, and I caught three EVPs.
No, you caught these?
Oh, yeah. I have them recorded.
Can you send them to us?
I would be happy to. One is basically a woman saying the name Raymond. One is a gentleman saying the name Stuart. And then the last one is a Caribbean voice saying, be afraid.
Oh, geez.
Come on. Oh, my God. BigJim'sHouse@WCSX.com is our email address.
I will get those to you in a few minutes.
Oh, awesome. My God. Ryan's all freaked out now. Perry, you're awesome.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You got it. We'll talk to you soon. Let's go to Zach on line one. Zach, Brown City, what do you got, man?
My house steals stuff, and I don't mean like your left sock or a Tupperware lid. It truly steals random stuff.
Like, for example, what have you lost?
I was redoing my plumbing last summer and had to solder all my piping. Well, I took a break. My soldering iron completely disappeared for 2 weeks. Went out, bought a new one, found it in the middle of my office floor one random day for no reason.
What?
So I'm talking about, Ryan, you may not want to sell this house because this house isn't going to let you go. Have you not seen the movie Christine? Oh, I'm trying to convince him, Zach, that you got to think this through. Yeah.
Oh, I know. I mean, my wife has a bowl that she makes homemade punchkies in. It's like the size of a tire, and it's went missing for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Where do they go?
You better be nicer to your house, apparently. All right. Zach, that's crazy, dude. Thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah. Not a problem, guys. Love you guys.
Thank you, bud. Bye.
Yep.
There he goes. All right, now I'm waiting on that email from Perry.
I know. I just checked our email to see if it was in there yet. No, not yet.
Yeah, 248-398-9279. Did your house just do weird stuff? I almost said the other word. Oops. Anyway, yeah. Your house is acting weird, man. Come on.
Yeah, it is.
It does make sense. Two different inspections, two different problems. None of them are real. That's weird. That's weird.
That is, yeah. And I don't like the stuff just... it's never good when you say your house steals stuff.
And two separate inspectors, too. All right, we got Tony standing by. Where are we going? Line two? All right, let's grab Sam. Sam!
Hey!
So what's going on with your house?
Hey, man. We bought this old house in 2018.
Okay.
Okay? And it was built by an older gentleman. Only his family lived in it. We're the only non-family members that have lived in it.
Okay.
So about a year after we did this work, my cell phone's on a nightstand, and I got it on a charging pad. And it flies off the pad 2 or 3 feet, lands on the ground. It did that like 3 times. So there's another part of the story is down in the basement, there was a coat rack made out of horseshoes. Okay. Right? And we were remodeling it upstairs, and I said this would look cool upstairs. I brought it up. We mounted it to the wall. I hit studs, okay?
Okay.
About 2 o'clock one morning, this thing falls off the wall. So we brought a psychic medium into the house.
Okay.
And she took us through a little tour of the house, and she felt things. She said somebody died in this back bedroom. Okay.
Okay.
She felt that. She felt a presence in a hallway. Said somebody stands here and watches you sleep.
The house is for sale right then, Sam. That house is so on the market. Yeah, someone watching you sleep. Okay. Yeah, you're done at that point, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no. She says we can fix this. That's okay. What are you gonna do? She pulls out this big thing. It's sage. It looks like a big cigar. It's even bigger.
Yeah.
So she lights this thing, and we walk through the whole house, and she's chanting something. And we have to have the windows open, right? Because you got to let it escape. So everything quieted down for about a year, and we found out that this gentleman died right about the time when these things happened 30 years ago.
Wow. So you were in a weird house, man. Okay, Sam. Yeah. Hey, buddy, we got to run, man. Good hearing from you.
Okay. All right.
There he goes. Thanks,
man.
Okay. How you doing, Ryan?
All right.
You freaked out a little bit?
Yeah, Mike just texted in, and he shares the same thoughts that my wife does.
What's that?
Told you not to go to the insane asylum and all the haunted places.
What was the house we went to last Halloween?
Oh, my gosh.
Brown City,
It was in Brown City, yeah. Why can't I think of it?
I'm totally forgetting the name, too. Well, I don't want to say the name on the radio because those ghosts may be listening.
Oh, my God.
You brought the spirits home. You brought them home.
That's
Ryan.
What Heidi was saying.
Oh,
I told
no.
you not to do all that stuff.
Oh, no. All right. 724. 248-399.
Bruce Manchin.
There it is. 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX.
Big Jim's House.
Big Jim's House on WCSX. Okay. If you just stopped by, we appreciate you swinging in here. I'm Big Jim O'Brien. There's Ryan Logan to my left. Jack's on the house phones, 248-398-9279. Since we're talking about houses, something weird that's gone on in your house, we want to hear from you. Because you and Heidi have your house up for sale, and then your first house, you're trying to buy your first house together as a married couple.
Yeah.
You had a buyer. You've had 2 home inspections with 2 different problems that were disproved. Right?
Yeah, they don't exist. There's nothing wrong with the house.
So I jokingly said that my theory was that you guys have a haunted house.
Yeah, something's going on.
248-398-WCSX. Heidi Blank, we got to apologize to your wife, Heidi, because she brought up a good point. You've mentioned this before. Last Halloween, we sent you out to Bruce Mansion.
Bruce Mansion. The year before that, I went to Eloise.
But wait a minute. We talked about that. You did all the stuff you're supposed to do, so you didn't bring the spirits home with you, right?
Yeah, saged myself, took my shoes off and left them outside so that, you know, nothing's left on the soles when you go walking in the house, showered right away, threw my clothes right in the washer, had my protection stone on me.
Did everything the Detroit paranormal people told you to do, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay. Apparently it hasn't worked because the house doesn't want to believe. So the house changes itself for home inspectors. That's my theory.
Okay. Seems like it is.
You getting frustrated a little bit? Or?
Yeah, a little bit.
Hang in there. You'll be fine.
I watch you while you're sleeping, Ryan.
That's Ryan's house. It is weird. Well, we got a phone call from Perry a couple minutes ago. about his ghost house.
We have things that have picked up and disappeared for hours and suddenly reappeared. And then I have seen shadows, saw a head peek around the corner of my kitchen. My daughter has seen an apparition in our hallway. And so I threw an electronic digital recorder in a room. And I caught three EVPs.
No, you caught these?
Oh, yeah. I have them recorded.
Can you send them to us?
I would be happy to. One is basically a woman saying the name Raymond. One is a gentleman saying the name Stuart. And then the last one is a Caribbean voice saying, be afraid.
Okay. Perry, you're awesome. We got them.
Hold on.
So you're going to hear, this is from his house that he recorded. You're going to hear Raymond, Stuart, and then the Jamaican one, be afraid. Turn your radio up for a little bit. It's kind of tough to hear.
Yeah.
They jump out. They'll jump out. The last one's a little tough, but we want you to hear them. So you're going to hear Raymond, Stuart, and then be afraid. These are three separate EVP recordings in his house. Stuart. Did you hear it? Raymond, Stuart, and be afraid.
The Raymond is pretty clear.
Yeah.
When you hear it, that first one, it's pretty clear.
The Stuart one, I can hear that. The Be Afraid's a tough one.
Yeah, the Be Afraid's a little tough, but the two names, man, especially the Raymond, that one stands out.
This is in his house. He recorded this in his house.
Right.
248-398-9279. What's weird things goes on in your house? What weird stuff you just cannot explain? It goes on in your place. Want to hear it again?
Yeah, we got to.
Raymond, hey, Stuart. I'm going to turn up a little bit. Raymond, Stuart, and Be Afraid. Here we go. Be afraid. You do hear it in the end.
Now you can't. Yeah, I cranked up my headphones for that.
Right. That last one where you hear the Jamaican guy. Be afraid.
Be afraid.
Be afraid, man. Okay. Well, congratulations, Ryan. You've got a ghost house. It doesn't want you to leave.
I hope I have a like Rastafarian hanging out in there like this guy does.
Hey, man, you want to buy a house in Livonia?
Maybe that's where the skunk problems came from. It wasn't really skunks. It was my Rastafarian.
It was skunk
ghost
weed.
Smoking some weed.
Is that what it was?
That Jamaican weed, dude. Let me tell you, man. It's got a smell to it.
Okay, wait a minute. Your Jamaican guy just turned into Dick Vitale. I'm going to haunt your house, baby. Smoking some ganja. I'm going to be stoned and mess with everybody when they come to buy it.
Gosh.
I was trying to think of a house to, you know, a song about a house to really make you relax.
Yeah.
So, Hotel California.
Oh, yeah, that one will work. Yeah, thanks.
Don't listen to these lyrics.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving new players the chance to cash $100. Just bet $1 on any team to hit a three-pointer in any basketball game this week. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code CSX only at DraftKings Sportsbook. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 800-270-7117. 21 and older, Michigan only, new customers only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Winnings paid out in four $25 free bets. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
745, 33 degrees, on our way to 48 for a high. Getting some sunshine today. Big Jim's house. Ryan Logan's house. Jack's on the house phone house. You and Heidi trying to buy your first house together as a married couple, but you got to sell your house.
Right.
Which I jokingly said is possessed because if you're just joining us, you've had a buyer. Two separate people did home inspections and found two separate problems.
Right.
That were later dismissed.
Yeah, they're not there. The house is fine.
Well, it's not fine. It's possessed. And Heidi, there's something going on. I was honestly joking at first, and now I'm legitimately a little freaked out.
Well, this is good that I'm trying to sell the house, and now we're convincing
people
everybody that
people love these things. Are you kidding me? No, we're not saying where you live. It's not like we're posting the Zillow thing on our website or anything. Just saying. Heidi's right, and you were right. You went to the Bruce Mansion last Halloween. I told you not to go, and you went there.
I mean, I thought I had cleansed myself, but maybe not.
This is freaky. Perry, by the way, just sent us audio from his house. We played that for you. We'll get back to that a little bit later as well. If you got a story, something weird in your house you just cannot explain. Seriously, Ryan's house, they've had two home inspections, and neither problem. The house is not sinking and the roof is fine.
Right.
The house, yeah. Change it. It doesn't want you to leave.
Nothing exists there except for ghosts, apparently.
Now, who's this?
This is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. So, do you have spirit weird stuff going on in your house?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've become accustomed to, their antics. But the very first time that we actually caught it, we had a camera in our kitchen, and my daughter and I were sitting on the couch, and she heard something fall on the floor. And she went into the kitchen, and there was a bag of, Cheez-Its or something that was on the floor, and there was no rhyme or reason for it. There was nobody there. So we looked on the camera, and all of a sudden we saw this bag lifted up and dropped on the floor. We both freaked. We absolutely freaked out. And my grandson was like, not a big deal, but it was to us. And we were like, okay, so that, the people that were saying that it wasn't happening and all of a sudden that, we had the proof that it did. Of course, there are still skeptics that say it was pushed off by what? There was nothing that would have pushed. I mean, the table was a little messy, but it was literally picked up and dropped.
Okay.
And we're like, okay.
Well, that's like the video that we had a couple weeks ago of the kid getting pushed back in the
house. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We still have that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we have a video, Ellen, of this kid walking across, mom's feeding a kid, a baby, and this young kid just gets thrown back across the room.
Yeah. My grandson was going downstairs. When we first realized that we had this was a couple years ago, my grandson was walking downstairs to let our dogs out, and he literally came running back upstairs, hysterical. And my daughter couldn't even get it out of him what was wrong for 10 minutes. And he said when he got down to the bottom of the stairs was this black floating thing with one green spot in the middle of it. And it scared him to death, as it would. He was only, 9.
Wow.
And, it's been an adventure. It has been an adventure. They are imps, is what they are.
Imps?
They like to
play. You know, they like to mess things up. Yeah, we've seen imps. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we got to run. Ellen, it is great to have you calling this morning. We appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
There she goes. Okay. By the way, the ghost video is still up of the kid. If you know what we're talking about, we're getting thrown across the room. Quit shaking your head, Jack. It's real. The key word is...
ghost.
Yeah. 248-398-9279. You will see a kid get propelled across the room by a spirit. Trisha had a good point. Good morning, guys. I tuned a little late, and I thought I heard that Ryan's house is haunted. Well, we don't know that. We were just joking at first, but it's getting weird. Ghosts are everywhere. You can't go ghost hunting at a haunted place and not expect to bring one home.
Big Jim's house.
Big Jim, there's Ryan Logan on my left. Jack's on the house phones. Weird things in your house. We were joking about this, about your house. We're not serious. I was just joking with you.
Right.
And we're getting some great stories from other people. I want to say hi to Heidi, who's listening this morning. Appreciate you tuning in.
Mm-hmm. Can I stay over later?
I've got her sunglasses.
Can I come and hang at your house?
Yeah, yeah, you might want to. This wasn't my idea, Heidi. It was all him. Nothing?
You didn't say anything.
Look at you. Okay. 248-398-9279. If you're just stopping by, we were joking that you've had two home inspections, two different things that were both dismissed by other home inspectors. What are they talking about?
Yeah, basically left when they came over to the house.
The roof needs replacing. No, it doesn't. Yeah, the house is sinking.
That was my favorite, because that guy almost, I've been doing this for 40 years. This is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Okay. So I jokingly said, your house is possessed. It doesn't want you to leave.
Right.
But now we're getting people calling and texting and saying, you shouldn't have gone to the Bruce Mansion last year. You brought spirits home.
Yeah, yep.
And then Perry sent us audio from his house. We'll get that posted in a second. We got the video up of the kid getting propelled across the house.
Yeah, all of it is on that post, Perry's audio. I threw it up there real quick, organize it here in a minute, but that's all up there. Keyword ghost.
Oh, it's okay. It'll freak you out, man. Hold on. Jennifer, you've been so patient. Thanks for holding. So tell us about your house.
Yeah, I lived in Ferndale with my husband. We're just about to get married. It's our first house. And it had a Michigan basement, which means it was dug out after the house was built. And it was all dirt down there. It was really creepy. And I was standing in the living room, and I was ironing his clothes for work because we only had one car. He was off to work. And there was like this deep voice that literally, you know, said my name, Jennifer. And it was like, I could feel that it was right underneath me. It was so creepy. So
you know what's literally... Okay, hold on a second. Jennifer, I can hear in your voice.
You can hear, yeah.
This bothers you even talking about this.
Yeah. I was on the porch for 4 hours waiting for my husband to come.
That's what I was wondering about. Well, what do you do when you hear something in the house say your name like that? So you just sat on the porch. How long did you go? Do you guys still live there or did you move?
No, we lived there for about another year and then we moved. I don't think it was even that long. So
did anything else ever happen? Did you ever have a moment with whatever it was?
Well, we had this kid live with us and he wanted to sleep in the basement, which was really just weird. And he had some weird experiences down there, but with things disappearing and moving and stuff like that, it was really just crazy. But yeah, I mean, literally, it like you felt like this whole vibration going up through your body when this thing said it, and it was so deep, it freaked me out. So we literally went out and stayed with my parents for 3 days.
Oh, so after when you're like, we're out of here, we're leaving. Wow. Jennifer,
my husband is Native American, so he came home and he cleansed the house, and then I would go back in it, but I wouldn't go back in until he did that.
No, I don't blame you. Well, for you to take time out and share that story, and we can tell that's a weird story for you to share, man. Jennifer, you're awesome. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you listening in the morning, too.
Oh, yeah. Ryan, you're awesome. Big Jim, you're awesome, and thank you. I had to say Ryan first because everybody says Big Jim first.
Oh, man, look at that. I appreciate it. Oh.
You just made his day.
Yeah.
You just made his day. Do me a favor.
Good luck on finding a house.
Thank you.
Hey,
appreciate
Jennifer,
it.
Say hi to you're awesome because I'm in the doghouse with his wife this morning. If you could do that too.
Yeah. Hi, Heidi.
There you go. Thank you. All right. Bye, Jennifer.
Yeah. Have a good one.
There she goes. Bye. Okay. Are we done? We're freaked out enough now?
Yeah.
Your house is fine. You'll sell
it. Yeah, let's be done before I keep getting...
Text messages from your wife?
Threatening text messages, yeah.
All right.
Big Jim's house.
All right, coming up, we need your help. We still haven't figured out where we're going today for our restaurant road trip, but no matter how we get there today, Ryan, we're going to hit a pothole. What are the odds we're not going to hit a pothole?
Zero.
Our buddy Dip Cup, Wayne County Life. This all started for me with the all-black Dodge Ram one that he did, which is just magical.
Right. That kind of is what I think started it all for the Wayne County Life.
But this one could be his best, and it's all about potholes. And you got to see the video because he's out actually showing people potholes.
Yeah, the video makes it, yep.
And you, sir, are a genius. This is really funny. Now, the keyword, of course, is...
pothole, all one word.
Oh, P-O-T-H-O-L-E. I don't know why I'm spelling everything this week. anyway. 248-398-9279. By the way.
It's nice, though, because then you at least make sure that I spelled it right in the keyword.
Is that right?
Yeah, okay. That always helps.
Great name for a dispensary, by the way. The pothole. Yeah. So Dip Cup goes out, and he's very specific in describing the potholes.
I'm telling you right now, I'm breaking out rims left and right. Let me take you on a tour with my brother over here of all the hot spots that are crumbling beneath our feet. Potholes! Fix them! Here we are at 12 and DeQuinder. 6 inches deep. A kid could drown in this.
6-inch tall kid?
Well, yeah, if he falls face first in it, drowns himself.
Oh,
yeah. What, you think I'm funny? Look, you could drown in it. You could die in this thing. Potholes, fix them. Haggerty, 5 and 6. This pothole knocked the truck nuts off my dad's Silverado.
Get out of the road.
Potholes, fix them.
Government, look, it's just me and you, and I know we've been boys forever, but you're messing up.
This is the one?
Yeah, that's the one that ruined my rendezvous.
This thing's only 15 inches.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at this one, huh? Pretty funny. Looks like Thanos landed here.
Thanos.
Potholes, potholes, potholes. Every time I say it, you fix it.
What are you doing? This is not a pothole. There's serious ones out here.
That is absolutely a pothole.
I've seen ones 100 times bigger than this. Hey, take a look. I bought an island on Pothole Ocean. Here, let me just swim to everyone. Fix these.
That's a good one.
248-398-9279. We'll send the whole video to you. And there's more. He gets off going for a while. The keyword is...
pothole.
I bought an island in Pothole Ocean. Where are we going? We're looking for something Irish. 248-398-9279. We're going out today to film it so we can post it tomorrow in honor of St. Patrick's Day, because tomorrow, God knows what's going to be going on.
Right.
Suggestions. Use the house phone. 248-398-9279. Jack Stannenbach. 248-398-WCSX. If you want to catch up on the last 9 weeks of videos, text us the keyword is
trip.
We learned yesterday that there's a difference between shepherd's pie and, is it cottage pie?
Cottage pie is the one with ground beef.
And shepherd's pie. Shepherd's pie has lamb in it. I suddenly turned into Conor McGregor. I gave me some shepherd's pie. 248-398-9279. You ring us on the house phone. If you don't call, I'll suck you right in the eye. Evan, good morning.
Yeah, is this Big Jim?
Yeah.
Hey, so down in Rochester, well, probably up in Rochester from you guys, it's a Irish pub called O'Connor's.
Hmm. O'Connor's Irish Pub in Rochester. Okay.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I've only been there once, but the thing to get there is the boxies.
Those are little, yeah, the little pastry kind of thing. The boxies are awesome.
Yeah, it's like a potato omelet, and then they have like a seafood one. They have an Irish one with bacon, peas, carrots, and it's covered in a biscuit gravy.
Okay, and what was the name again?
O'Connor's. It's on the main strip in Rochester.
All right. Thank you for the heads up, man. Nice to know you're listening, too. Have a good day, Evan.
Thank you. You too, Big Jim.
John, it says here, Irish pierogies. Are you calling about boxies?
It's a pierogi. It's got corned beef, cabbage, carrots. There's a sauce in it and potatoes.
So where do we get it? Where do we get it?
The place is called Ketchak's Pierogies. It's in Gratiot Central Market.
Okay.
At Gratiot and Russell.
Done deal.
Nice.
Well, thank you, man. Thank you for calling, John. You have a good day.
I probably will, because that's where I'm headed to make more pierogies.
All right. Well, you'll be good. Talk to you soon.
All right. You take it easy.
Line one here. Ken, you got something for us?
Yeah, McGady's Irish Pub, downtown Monroe, on Monroe Street. Awesome food. Very, very polite, friendly staff. Awesome place.
They won't sock you in the eye.
What's that?
They won't sock you right in the eye.
No.
It's a good Irish place if you do that, man. What do we get? We go there. We get the shepherd's pie. Anything else on the menu?
They got everything they have is good. But, okay. Shepherd's Pie, they're going there Wednesday, get the Shepherd's Pie. Whatever Irish stuff you want, they got.
All right. So, this is all good. Ryan, we got to pick an onion sometime.
I know. Here. At some point, we have to.
Actually, St. Patrick's Day, we got to pick a potato instead. But anyway. Hey, man, thanks for the suggestion. You have a great morning.
You too. You guys rock, man.
Thank you, bud. All right. Bye.
All right, bye.
There he goes. Okay, so we've no, we got more choices.
Yeah.
It's a great problem to have, and we love featuring local restaurants. The whole point of the restaurant road trip is simply to raise awareness of local joints maybe you don't know about. Guy Fieri said it all the time on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. How many places have you driven by and you didn't stop? Because you just notice it out of the corner of your eye and you wonder what that place is like.
Oh, yeah.
London Fish and Chips in Clinton Township is a great example of that.
That was one of the places, Foxfire Fixin's definitely a place that you go, what the hell's going on there? And then you stop in, you go, ooh, I love it.
Right. That would be one of those. And, you know, like, again, keyword trip. We'll send you the videos. Gabriel's in Ipsy. I'd driven by there, oh, my God, how many times
in
my life? And I never stopped there for cheesesteaks. And now I actually have dreams about them. And they're not good dreams. They're very illicit. I don't want to describe them. Boy. Yeah. It's kind of weird there. 248-398-9279. Heather, you got a suggestion for us? Heather, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing today?
We're good.
Good. I got a suggestion. Yeah, the Irish Tavern in Waterford. Yeah, got some great Reubens, some good people.
Now, you know, Heather,
there's
another one, too. If you think about it, the whole idea behind this was because of the Irish Tavern in Madison Heights. Who was it we talked to there? Sally?
Sally, yeah. Sally from IT, yeah.
When they were, Heather, if you remember, they were helping people out during the pandemic when it was really hard on a lot of folks, still is for a lot of people. You could go in there and tell them you got a chicken dinner, ordered online, and they wouldn't ask you for money. So even if you didn't pay for it, they would take care of you.
That's fabulous.
All right. So there's an IT in Waterford, too, so we should get some shepherd's pie as well.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah, it's really good. Elizabeth Lake Road and Crescent Lake Road on Crescent Lake.
I know it well. All right. Again, problem is, I've driven by there and I've never stopped.
Right.
And I live in Waterford.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for the heads up, Heather. Appreciate you listening, too.
Big Jim's House.
So many suggestions. By the way, somebody texted in about going to Old Shillelagh. We'll be there for opening day.
Yeah, we'll be hanging out there for opening day, yeah.
I don't know when. It'll be sometime either in the morning or a little bit later, but we will be at the Old Shillelagh on opening day. Tigers opening day.
Yeah, getting after it.
That sounds good today.
Getting after it, baby.
Could be 1,000 people.
You got to make up for 2 years, or for a year now. You got to party for two years in one day, man. That's how I look at it.
You're all right. Am I going to have to get you an Uber?
You're going to find me on the second story bar stage.
Oh, great.
Taking a nap.
Okay, yeah. And Heidi's mad at me this morning for talking about really? Okay. So we were trying to figure out where to go today, and all your suggestions, and everybody was talking about it, and it was Heather just called. Let's go to the Irish Tavern in Madison Heights. They're the ones that kind of started all this by helping people out with the free chicken dinners they were doing.
Right.
It just makes sense.
It does. They were the ones who gave us the idea to get this going. So
yeah. Sally and everybody there, we are on our way. We'll be there. They open at noon, so we'll be there in Madison Heights at the Irish Tavern. You are always welcome to pop on by.
Oh, yeah.
Come on in. Do not buy us any lunch. Don't feed the bears, whatever you do.
No.
We got it.
Yeah, we'll take it, man. I'll order everything.
God.
I'm kidding. Come and say hi.
Yeah, okay, so you're going to get hammered at the Old Shillelagh, and you're going to weigh 400 pounds by the time we leave the Irish Tavern today. You are on a roll, dude. You are feeling it today. Ryan is fired up. By the way, we want to say thanks to our sponsors who are making all of this possible. Not Ryan eating and getting drunk. Auto Owners Insurance and the E.W. Smith Agency, providing auto, home, and business insurance in Michigan for over 100 years. Details online, ewsmith.com. If you want to see our previous 9 weeks, text us. The keyword there is
trip.
You're going to be fun today, man. You're all fired up
now. I'm ready for it.
He's all fired up.
Yeah,
we're going to get some Irish food, man. We're going to get shepherd's pie and anything else with potatoes. And you got it. Hey, shout outs as we're talking about restaurants. The Coney Cafe is open again on Walton.
Nice.
Great friend of the show, Bill Mesta, cooking up some eggs right now. Billy.
Big Jim's House.
Oh, check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to meet the players for the Battle of the Barbs in Big Jim's House. Who's going to win?
West Side! East Side, catch me back up.
Hell yeah, Down River rocks, baby.
West Side!
East Side.
It's Down River time, baby.
And the trainer, oh, he's a good one. Michael O. Abdenauer. Oh, and as they like to say, kiss me, I'm Irish. And now let's play Battle of the Barbs.
Calvert! Love you, Ken. Ken Calvert, KC the Casual One. It's 8:51, Big Jim's House.
That's
fantastic.
That sounds good.
St. Patty's Week edition of Battle of the Burbs, and we got patties for you from our friends at the butchery, the corned beef blend burgers. Get you a 4-pack for the winner. And if you go by there this week, tell them Big Jim's House sent you. They'll give you a free pound of breakfast sausage. Just text us. The keyword is...
The keyword's meat.
Yeah, we'll send you directions and all that stuff. They're in Sylvan Lake, right there off Orchard Lake Road. Morning, David. He just texted. He's listening. Hi, David.
Hey, what's up, man?
Santa Julie for us. Okay. Everybody ready?
Ready, Jim.
Good morning. Okay, everybody's fired up, Brian. And we got Judge Jackie to our right here. You ready, Judge Jackie?
Judgmental. You know it.
Nice. See, every day, something new. Love this man. He's bringing his A game. If you guys don't know, Jack works behind the scenes here answering the phones, is also our judge during Battle of the Burbs, and is wearing a judge's wig during the game. You don't wear that home for any like weird stuff, right?
No, but I take my role as Judge Jackie very seriously.
He does. We got to get his jingle, Ryan. We got to work on
Judge Jackie.
There it is. Okay, 2 out of 3 wins. Make sure your game show loud when you call out your side of town. Tammy representing Westside. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Big Jim. I haven't been on because I had stopped working during the week. I only work weekends now.
So, but we got you this morning. Well, you're still working. You're good, right?
I'm still working. All right. I'm good.
Yeah, I know. All right. Bob, downriver. Hey, Bob.
You got this, by the way.
Good morning.
Oh. You ready, Bob?
I'm ready, baby. Let's do it.
You did, baby. Okay. You're down. Kind of sounded like a little Jimmy Johnson there. Okay. How about them Cowboys? Scott, Eastside. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, Eastside.
See, this is
all right. Energetic group today.
2 out of 3 wins. Make sure your game show loud. Do not answer until you're called upon. Judge Jackie, obviously, is the judge, jury, and radio executioner. Question number one. 216 years ago, this New York State Army Military Academy was established?
East Side.
Scott, what's the answer?
West Point.
There it is, West Point.
Yes, sir!
Hoorah. Oh, no, wait, that's Marines. Sorry. Anyway, okay,
come
East
on,
Side
really
was
hard
one.
Today, okay?
That was just the first one.
You're in this, Tammy. Hang in there.
Question number two. Which Aerosmith song includes the lyrics, "There's something wrong with the world today, the light bulb's getting dim"?
There's something wrong with the world today, the light bulb's getting dim. Nothing?
It's on regular rotation. East Side.
Scott, what's
Living
the answer?
On the edge.
What is it?
Living on the Edge.
There it is.
Somebody's quick. Thank you, Google.
All right, Tammy and Bob, don't worry about it. We got three chances tomorrow for Battle of the Burbs Wednesday, okay?
All right.
Bye, guys. Bye, there they go. Wow, Tammy's feeling good to hear from you, Tammy. Bob, you be well, man. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
We'll see you. Thanks.
All right, there he goes. Scott, you did it. Congratulations.
Thanks. Big Jim's House.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
All right, we're out of here. Donnie's coming in next. Sketch Power Lunch at noon. Get your requests in. Dave Dahmer, give me 3 of 3. I love Dave. There's always one story every day when I listen that I go, I do like a dog with a whistle and go, what?
Well, his story about the, gosh, I had those notes from yesterday. The bag full of weed and the
McDonald's thing, whatever,
yeah,
the quarter pounder.
That was a good one. I was happening to be driving and caught that one.
Double D, you're the man. And when we go out today to Irish Tavern in Madison Heights, we'll be there at noon today, week 10 of our restaurant road trip. You're welcome to stop on by and say hi. We're going to get some Irish food. Someone will always come up and go, what does Dave Dahmer look like? I'm like, I always tell him, I said, Grover from the Muppets.
Or it's just, you know what he sounds like, right? That's what he looks like.
That's a great answer.
He's the perfect, he's like.
Dave's a good-looking guy. I could tell a story. No, I can't. I got to ask him for permission before we talk about this. I can tell a little bit about his history.
All the old days in Florida with you two, right?
Yeah, before that. Hold on.
Remember that? He's talked about that.
On air?
I don't know if on air, but on
Facebook.
Okay,
we'll find out about it. I had to tell Brian. I'm not sure yet. We got to tell. We'll get clearance from Dave before we tell that story. But yeah. All right. You guys be well. Hey, thank you so much for everything. All the suggestions this morning. The stories were awesome about the house. Your house is not haunted.
Oh, no.
It's just
good.
Weird.
I know.
Yeah. Are you good with Heidi? Am I good with Heidi?
I don't know. After you stealing her sunglasses and then
she
I
left them in my truck when you that you borrowed over the weekend.
I put
they're mine.
All of the blame on today's show on you. So
is that right?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I had to, dude.
Okay, good.
I got to go home to that. You don't. Even though Kathy's going to kill you for doing it to me. So
I know.
That's what I like. She's always in Heidi and I's corner.
Oh, always. Yeah. Anyway, I'm married to you and my wife. It's crazy. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Okay. Thanks again, though. You guys are amazing. We will definitely see you tomorrow morning. Until then, we're going to miss you.
We need you. Hell, I need you. I'm a mess without you. I miss you so damn much. I miss being with you. I miss being near you. I miss your laugh. I miss your scent. I miss your musk. When this all gets sorted out, I think you and me should get an apartment together.
You're damn right. Say goodbye, Ryan.
Goodbye, Ryan.
All right, one quick note before we do head out the door. Bill Brown Ford, if you were here at the radio station right now and looked in the parking lot, you would see my F-150 sitting out there. It is amazing. And it's not about my truck. It's about your truck, the one that you're going to get at Bill Brown Ford in Livonia. People come from all over the state of Michigan to get their F-150s from Bill Brown Ford. Why? Great selection, great people, and they know what they're talking about. Whether it's Lori or Mark or all the folks there, you're going to find an amazing team of people. And I'm not just saying this. I'm not the only one. There are people all was there yesterday for lunch, dropped off some lunch yesterday. Wow. They were just rocking. There's so many great things going on with that F-150, but the first step, that's up to you. BillBrownFord.com is the website. Great website. You can check out their inventory there and figure out which F-150 you want. Or just stop by Bill Brown Ford in Livonia. Did it yesterday. They're right there. Great group of people. Everybody's socially distancing. If you're thinking F-150, and I know you are, Bill.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.